I grew up in New Jersey, and I moved to Manhattan when I was a Juilliard student. So I was there for many decades. And my husband and I got to the point where we had loved New York for many, many years, right in the middle of Manhattan. And then we didn't love it anymore. So we decided to move to a calmer and gentler place in search of a better quality of life. And we wanted to stay in the Northeast because our family is in mm-hmm. Brooklyn. So we wanted to be close to the grandkids. Portland won the competition. So and we just love it here. It's yeah. just been a really good move at a really good time in our lives. So,
well, that's nice to hear.
Yeah.
It is a wonderful place to live. There are so many people, I think, who have come for a lot of the same reasons mm-hmm. that you've just described.
Well, it's relaxed and low-key, but it's also sophisticated and has lots of people who are interested in culture and the arts. So that's something that really appealed to us both.
Have you had inherent challenges being a concert pianist and a professor as a woman? Has that been a factor for you?
I've never been that conscious of it. In my earlier years, I felt I had just as good a shot as my male colleagues to get the kind of career that we wanted. So I never felt specifically discriminated against. But looking at it objectively and also looking at it kind of retroactively after a long career, I think it is more difficult for women pianists to really make it to the very top because there aren't that many. I mean, especially American pianists. I think people tend to think of pianists as male. If you think of a piano, the template of a pianist, it tends to come up as a male figure in many people's minds. So I think that's just the case. But in terms of how it impacted me, I don't think it really made that much difference.
You've had an amazing career. You still have an amazing career.
Thank you.
So, yeah. But it's hard not to think about that when I think about Clara Schumann.
Well, in her day, of course, in the 19th century, it was a lot more difficult. And she, you know, it's interesting to compare her with Fanny Mendelssohn because Fanny Mendelssohn was very much encouraged not to perform or even, you know, appear in public after her marriage. The family was really down on it, including her famous brother, who I don't think wanted her as competition either. But Clara Schumann was really pushed to be a virtuoso and a child prodigy in every way, not just as a composer, as a pianist, but as a composer by her father. And so she, I think it was probably to her advantage to be, you know, a beautiful young girl who was so appealing and who was so fantastically talented. And so she had a big career before she even met Robert Schumann. But then after her marriage, Robert Schumann's requirement was to have a quiet house when he was composing. And so, and of course, they were raising a large family, too. So her work got shunted aside as a composer, and she basically didn't write that much music. Then after her husband's death, she then went back to performing because she needed to support her family. So she was a concert pianist her whole life. And she knew how to do that from the years of being a self-produced concert artist. Her father had taught her how to do the career things and arrange concerts and all those things and the travel. So she went back to doing what she knew best and made quite a lot of money doing that. So it's kind of a mixed story. It's not black and white. I'm sure she suffered from the sexism of the time, but she also kind of overcame it and transcended it in a way.
Yeah, she's such an interesting yeah. woman yeah. in history because of the time she lived in and because of her circumstances, as, mm-hmm. as you've aptly described them. And one of the things that struck me was something I read recently, a quote from her, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was along the lines of, "I don't think women were meant to compose and perform." This was after she was married and after she had children.
Yeah. Well, and I think there's a kind of that the sort of a sexist assumptions of society, whichever one you're in, that women tend to internalize them. And I think that must have happened with Clara Schumann, too, that she was sort of making excuses to herself why, or kind of rationalizing it, that she couldn't perform anymore, she couldn't do her own music anymore, and, well, I guess, you know, it's probably not best for women anyway. You know, it was a kind of way of making herself feel better, I think.
That's what I was wondering.
But it's sad to you know, it's a kind of a self-hatred in a way. That
it is, or a self-denial. Yeah. Sometimes they're the same thing, aren't they? Mm-hmm. When you think about playing her piano concerto, what kind of a relationship are you developing with this work as you've been practicing it?
Well, that's an interesting question, because a year ago I didn't even know the piece existed. I'm ashamed to admit that I didn't know the piece at all. And so, of course, when the symphony asked me to play it, I said yes before, like in a nanosecond, before I even had seen it, because I was very excited about playing it no matter what. But then I was delighted to find what a terrifically beautiful piece it is. It surprised me for a couple of reasons. One is that it's I have played other pieces by her. I know her piano trio and some of her shorter piano solo works. But the piano concerto, being so much earlier, was influenced by the Chopin concertos, which she knew, and she had she played it for Chopin. Actually, we don't really know what he thought of it. He was probably pretty snotty about it, because he was not generous to his colleagues. He was quite a critical guy. But she did play it for him, and I think. The other day, actually, I was playing through some of one of the Chopin concertos right after I had been practicing Clara's concerto, and it felt the same in my fingers. It has a sort of physical resemblance in how it feels under the hand. But it's also very brilliantly written. It has big octave passages and has several leap sections, and it's very, very effective for the piano. So it has the kind of freshness of youth that became a little bit more conservative later on in her more mature writing. So, but as a pianist, I mean, it's fun to play a piece that really shows you off, and so it's very romantic and very brilliant.